I'm just going to share something that happened in our car the other day. Now, when you've got children, I think often you can tell stories about them, and maybe as they get older, they might not appreciate that from the front. So I won't say who it was, but somebody in our car said they got completely overwhelmed with emotion, completely overwhelmed, and said, "I don't love mummy anymore. I don't love daddy anymore. I don't love anybody anymore. I only love myself and Jesus." And I can leave you, that might have been Wes that said that in the car. Could have been anyone. But it just hit me. Sometimes little things happen and they really speak to you. And what spoke to me was that sometimes we are completely overwhelmed by emotion or circumstances, and things just literally just crowd in. It doesn't matter whether you're, I've got this phrase, Wes always laughs at me, 330 or 303. It doesn't matter how old you are. Sometimes things just press in and just, you're just overwhelmed. And the temptation is to kind of go in on yourself and to navel gaze and just love yourself, and self-preservation kind of kicks in at those moments, and you just feel like everyone else is a big problem and it's just me. I need to help myself here. And some of the things that we were singing about this morning, it says in one of the songs, "For your power at work in me is changing me." And one of the things that I think that God does in your life, if you're walking with him, and he renews and imparts strength when there is nothing left, when you feel completely overwhelmed, he comes and he strengthens you and imparts strength to your spirit. This is something that it speaks about in the scripture. And just some of the verses. The first one is a prayer. So I suppose we all feel like that at some point, don't we? Overwhelmed, squeezed, pushed. But there's a prayer in Psalm 61 too. I don't know if it's a prayer actually, but it could be a prayer. "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." So I'm guessing that in our walk with the Lord, that sometimes when we feel like that, that we can reach up to God. By coming to him, we're saying, "Lead me to a place that's higher than where I am, than how I feel, than what's going on. Lead me to that higher place. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I," who is Jesus, the rock. As we engage in church life and just general life, family life, we're about the service, aren't we? It talks in Isaiah 58 about feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, helping those in trouble. Sometimes we get weary and overwhelmed in doing those things. But there's a promise, if we continue in the work that God has given us to do, to feed the hungry, to help those in trouble. There's a lot more in Isaiah 58, but that's some of it. When we're about that work, and if we feel overwhelmed in doing good or doing the right thing, walking with the Lord, it says later in that chapter, "The Lord will guide you continually. He will give you water when you're dry, and he'll restore your strength." There's a lot of food in the scripture. If we find it, we can kind of eat it, take it in, ingest it internally, and apply it and walk with God. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities, and then you'll be known as a rebuilder of the walls and a restorer of homes. So the last scripture that I wanted to read, well, second one actually, is, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11:28. But I'd like to finish in Isaiah 40:28-31. Where are we? "Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will renew their strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint.